The Brady Report.
It's time now to go to the UK, and we bid a very good morning to Ender Brady. Good morning, Ender.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Pete. Ender here. I'll tell you what we have in the UK. So there's a big hit-and-run investigation underway in Birmingham. A new mum in her mid-20s is fighting for her life after being struck by a Mazda vehicle in the Great Bar area of Birmingham. Now, the baby is absolutely fine, despite the fact that whoever was behind the wheel also struck the pushchair. She's in hospital, and she's really struggling. She's fighting for her life. The baby is fine. She gave birth 4 days ago. God help her. What a horrible, horrible thing to have happened. Now, at Wembley today in London, there was a big NFL match. American football came to the capital city here. It's something they love. It sells out. It's very popular. And it goes coast to coast all over TV in the United States. Step forward, Jacksonville Jaguars and Baltimore Ravens. 12 of the players of both teams did not stand for the American national anthem. They took a knee, is the phrase that is becoming quite a social movement in the United States. Instead of standing up for their anthem, Star Spangled Banner plays, they kneel down. Now, Donald Trump has gone berserk over this. He's all over Twitter, and he's urging fans to boycott the NFL. That's what he's saying. He says that, you know, stay away from the NFL games, and you'll soon see people respecting the American national anthem. One other story that's really caught my attention this weekend, up in Cumbria in the Lake District in England, four mountaineers rang the emergency services and begged to be rescued because they'd taken so much cannabis they could not come down off the mountains. Quite literally, they could not come down. A mountain rescue team had to go up and get them. The police have put an appeal out just saying, you know, for God's sake, whatever you do, we have better things to be doing than going up a mountain to get you, because you've got literally too high. What a state of affairs.